Because I know Bill has been like 26 or 27 times.
It says, former President Bill Clinton's name appears 73 times.
Holy shit. Welcome back, Stephen.
It's great to be back. Great to be back. I thought I lost my spot last week.
Oh, I tell you what, that episode is doing record numbers.
I guess we figured out who the weak link is.
If you somehow were under a rock and skipped last week's episode, Stephen was under the weather and my wife just jumped in and saved the day on the 11th hour.
She definitely did.
But if you haven't listened, go back a week and listen to the Inappropriate Quickie with Jim and Nikki.
I love how she hated it.
You and I, we sit down, we're facing each other. We have the headphones, we have the microphones, yeah. We're in here, we've done it 105 times.
Yeah.
But with your wife, you're just in the atmosphere with your wife. You're just around. You never like purposely sit down at this table, look me in the eyes, and let's have a purposeful conversation to entertain people.
Yeah, because usually with married couples, it's on the couch where you're both looking
right,
at the
TV. Right, you're shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I think it took a couple minutes to get over that awkwardness, and then she, settled in. So if you haven't listened after this one, go back last week, listen to that one, and then pick a couple random ones.
Yeah.
And join us in all of 2024. And hang out with us between episodes at Inappropriate with Jim and Steve on Facebook as well as Instagram.
I know.
So it's good that you are feeling better.
Yeah.
Because you didn't even come to our New Year's party.
No, and I was sad I missed that. I think right now, 80% of the world is sick.
Within the last 2 weeks, everyone has been sick.
It's crazy. And it's like where you like lay down at night and I just can't stop coughing.
So one of my neighbors have that. They said they just, they've gotten over the cough. Oh, Mitchell. Scott Mitchell.
Yeah. If you ever wanted to hear what a deer in headlights sounds like, you can hear it in that.
Scott Mitchell calling in to the Inappropriate Quickie with Jim and Nick. What we got for him today, we got a brag, which will probably kick off the show. And then following that, I have two things that a story about rats, and then that new thing that's kind of taken over the internet. If you are a male between the age of like 25 and 50, you've probably seen it scroll through your newsfeed, is that hustle culture, that entrepreneur bro, like mm-hmm. that. And I think it's reached its breaking point with me.
Would you say it's reached its fever pitch? I never understood that saying, but I always wanted to use it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it sounds right. It's fucking.
If not, Joe will correct
us. Yeah, Joe will correct me. It's reached its fever pitch.
So that's what I got. What you got, Steve?
Well, we're also going to play a game. It's probably one of the worst games in the world, and it's definitely going to be up there on Inappropriate. Should I say the name? We'll hold the name.
We'll
hold the name. But it's a game show you don't want to miss.
But let's just kick it out of the gate with a brag. My wife.
Nikki.
My wife, Nicole. I know we talked about it a little bit, but I don't know if people can fully appreciate the level that it takes to do a podcast. I think people just think we're sitting around and bullshitting. Most people that come in here for the first time are so nervous that we have to carry the show for the most part.
Yes.
They are waiting. Even I think cousin brother Phil, when he came in the first time, completely nervous. Like, I think now he's a little more loosened up. He knows what to expect.
He's a professional now.
This is like a deer in headlights when you sit down and go to press record.
I still can't get an intro out.
That's true.
I still get nervous doing an intro. That's why I never get them done. Maybe next week.
So you had told me, hey, man, we can't record. I'm sick. It was just come to the conclusion that we are not going to be able to put an episode out.
Yep.
Like I said, I was at the gym. It was Tuesday. And we always release on Wednesdays, of course. Yeah. So it was Tuesday, like 5:30. I'm at the gym and my wife texts me like, hey, do you want to do this? And I was like,
you like, do this?
Right. Like I'll do the quickie. Like, yeah. Let me get home. I'm at the gym and I'm like, I have nothing set up because I'd already committed to not putting a podcast out. So it was like, there's, you know, there wasn't any gathering of content. And I was like, you know what? If she wants to do it, let's make it happen, because she has never before said, hey, let's do this. I was like, all right. So I raced home and I'm literally in my car, like thinking of the concept of the show. Got the questions down, and she had no idea what we were going to talk about. Like, she literally just came in, put the headphones on, and we just did it.
And I was impressed. I was definitely impressed.
I really think she crushed it.
She sounded very polished when she was doing it.
That episode is still crushing.
Yeah.
I have to shout out my wife for spontaneously kicking ass on the podcast.
Yeah, great job. Great job, Nicole. And I was actually, when she was here earlier, I was like, oh, I have something that she could like add her insight to, like a topic thing, but I'll just have to hold on to that.
Get her back to back is not gonna happen.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's hear about some rats.
Some of our listeners know, and probably most of them don't, that I invest in real estate. So I am a landlord. So this landlord story I have of this tenant, she was absolutely... she was very nice, but just surrounded by chaos, right? Chaos. Her son was about 6'4", probably 300 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Looked like a goddamn linebacker, but he was either mildly retarded and or had autism. I'm not exactly sure, but he didn't function in the normal way.
Yeah.
He would only eat Subway. He loved the footlong, and my tenant couldn't afford Subway every day, so she would try.
Who can?
Right,
unless it's $5 footlong season.
So she would go to the store and she would make sandwiches and try to keep the bag and try to fool him with regulars, and he would know. He would know they're not Subway, and he would go outside and just throw the sandwich in the yard. So
he wasn't that dumb.
I mean, he knew his Subway.
Yeah. And he knew Subway artistry or sandwich artist.
So I have a couple properties in that kind of immediate area. And I would get calls from like my plumber, if he was doing work in the area, or my handyman. They would always call me and say, hey, we just drove by that house and the doors are wide open. And I'm like, what? So I call my tenant. I'm like, hey, you know, are your doors open? Like, oh yeah, my son doesn't like to shut the doors. I'm like, can you shut the door? Because you just can't leave your front and back door open. So anyway, at one point while the doors were open, a rat got in the house.
Uh-huh. Like, of course, shocker.
Right, a legit meaty rat.
Oh, like a New York rat or a Baltimore rat. right.
And my tenant had the typical, if anybody does this, sorry, but the typical box spring and then mattress on the floor.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And I had to evict her. Not officially, but she couldn't afford it. I said, why don't you just move? And we don't have to go through the eviction.
Uh-huh.
I walked in the house on moving day, and it was pretty cordial. She was always respectful. But I walked in the house, and this place was fucking destroyed. When I say destroyed, I can't even...
Like clutter-wise or shit's
fucking
fucked up?
Destroyed. Destroyed. I mean, filthy. The tub was so filthy, I had to sand the fucking dirt off. Cleaner wouldn't... I'm telling you, with 80 grit sandpaper, I had to sand the fucking dirt off. And her excuse, I'm too poor to clean.
Man.
So this...
You got nothing else to do.
That just sets you up, right?
Yeah.
So they pretty much just left. Took a couple belongings, and the house was, everything was destroyed. So the guys took out the window on the second floor because the way the steps were, it's hard to get mattresses up anyway. So I'm on the phone with Pete, our buddy Pete, and the guys are throwing the shit out the second floor into the yard, and the mattresses come out, the box spring. And I'm talking to Pete, and I'm like, you would not fucking believe the filth this lady was living with. And there was a hole in the mattress that a rat had chewed through and set up shop inside the mattress that she was living in. So I'm creeping up on this
mattress. She thought it was a massage mattress.
I'm talking to Pete.
Could you see the hole when you were... Okay.
I could see the hole. And it has those like dirt rub marks all over it. So you know it's not like her kid just cut it or something.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Pete. And I'm creeping up on this mattress, like getting ready to take a picture. And a fucking gigantic rat jumps out of the fucking mattress. Looks at me and just walks off.
Oh, it doesn't run?
It doesn't even run.
That rat was like, the fuck you gonna do?
Right.
I wasn't scared of a 6-foot guy eating Subway. What the fuck are you gonna do?
Just think about that for a second. Just like, you go to bed every night and there is, I mean, this rat was 8-9 inches long on the body, maybe 10 inches, not even including the tail.
That's
so
a fucking big ass rat.
You go to bed knowing that there's a rat underneath of you.
Yeah, like you got to hear it. And it's got to get pissed when you lay on it, lay down.
So I call her and I'm like, hey, a rat just jumped out of your fucking mattress. She was like, yeah, I always heard something under there. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You heard something under there?
Was it only one rat?
It was only one rat.
It only needed to be one.
But I just, till this day, I cannot imagine a human just going to bed in your house, like not homeless, in your house and sleeping with knowing there's a rat underneath.
The rat's so, like, from the description, the rat's so fucking big. Like, when you lay down, it like would move you. It would like.
Well, in the box spring. It was in, the, box, in the box spring. And it had mattress on top of the box.
Well, then you would definitely hear it because box springs.
Yeah. And to think how much like food and filth probably was in that bedroom that the rat never had to leave.
I know. It probably all just fake ass Subway. It's like, fuck this. This is a feast.
And to this day, that is one of the most disgusting rat stories I have. I got a million landlord stories that maybe we can get into later in future episodes, but like that is my rat story.
I can't do rats. I think if that rat jumped out, I might have been like,
yeah. You ever like get so like so scared that you can't scream, nothing comes out.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how I was.
Pete,
he's a fucking rat.
It's like to cry when you're like, and then.
Right.
That's pretty disgusting.
The only thing I think I hate more than rats is the fucking hustle bros, the entrepreneur bros. I don't know where this culture started, but I think you should explain
what a hustle bro is.
So in like the early 2010s, I think the internet got taken over by like trolls, you know?
Yeah.
And then
just follows Reddit when Reddit came out.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. So then there was this like counterbalance of that to like go do something with your life, like go be healthier, go start a business. And then it kind of migrated around the COVID era, now that people are, I guess, had extra time or were laid off, get that second job, that second hustle. Like you gotta go out and get it, you know. And then this culture of hustle bros, just like this overly obnoxious, go start your drop shipping business. If you don't have a fucking Lambo and a warehouse, and like if you're not getting up at 4 a.m., if you're not fucking David Goggins your entire life, You're fucking a piece of shit, you know? And then they go on these different podcasts and they just spout this bullshit into this echo chamber. And then, you know, you watch one video and as ridiculous as it is, all of a sudden now,
that's how it works.
Boom, boom, boom. And then you just see this fucking, just this culture just simmering to the top of just absolute dog shit. And it's not like a direct troll that makes you feel like shit. It's this, if you're not doing what I'm doing, if you're not hustling it every day for 18 hours a day, you're a piece of shit. You're never going to get what I get. You know what I mean? Like, get off the fucking couch, you know, kind of thing.
Sell me this pen.
Exactly. It stems from that. I think the epitome of this bullshit culture is this clip, and I'm going to play it for you. It's a cancer of society.
It's a fucking rat in a mattress.
It's a goddamn rat in a mattress, Steve.
My day is 6 a.m. to noon, and I'm not crazy. You're crazy for thinking it takes 24 hours, just like some dude in a cave did 300 years ago. My second day starts at noon and goes till 6 p.m. That's day two. And then the next day is 6 p.m. to midnight. What I've done now is I have changed and manipulated time. I now get 21 days a week. Stack that up over a month, I'm going to kick your butt. Stack it up over a year, you're toast. Stack it up over 5 years, my entire life is different than it would have been otherwise.
What the fuck? That's so fucking stupid.
He gets 3 days of one day, Steve. By the time he's at the end of the week, you're never catching up to him. But I got news for that guy. My day starts at midnight, and my day's only 4 hours a day.
Fucking, I'm all day.
I get 8 days in one of your day. I've manipulated time so much, I get 56 days a week. Yeah. By the end of the month, I got a whole year. You're never catching up to me.
Yeah, yeah. In 1 month, I get 1 year. So you can't even fuck with that.
Right. Who the fuck believes that shit?
Yeah.
I get 3 days a day. Like, just like saying it sounds like shit. I get 3 days every day.
Yeah. I make more hours in the day than there actually are.
You're on caveman time.
Yeah, I know. You're surviving for fucking food. You're trying not to get eaten by dinosaurs. I'm fucking making more days.
From 6 a.m. to 12, I fucking do yoga. And then I already started a business, and then I sold it by noon. Yeah.
It's like, I started Bitcoin, and then I sold Bitcoin before it even became Bitcoin.
You didn't even know Bitcoin until I bought it and sold it.
I know. Fuck that guy.
Yes.
I don't even know what he does. I don't know anything about that guy.
He does this. He might even believe himself, but I can't imagine that he really believes he gets 3 days to a day.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, yeah, because... he's working as much as the fucking caveman.
That's his. He manipulates time.
That fucking,
he gets 3 days to your one day.
Piece of shit.
He's working 18 hours a day.
Fuck.
But they're not 18 hours. That's 3 days.
Yeah, that's 3 days.
Fuck, he works 3 days to your one day. In 7 days, he's already worked 21 days. No way you're catching up to him. That's,
yeah,
a week.
You can't catch up to him. So, yeah.
This motherfucker, he might be 118 years old right now.
21 days in a week. Fuck you.
How much can you get done in 21 days? At least 3 weeks worth of work.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
He gets it done in a week.
Fuck it. I don't know what the fuck
what
I'm
are you doing.
Doing,
Steve? What are you fucking doing with your life?
Apparently nothing.
Not enough. Not enough.
I go to work and then can't wait to go home. Fuck that guy.
And that whole culture ends today.
Yeah.
Just be happy. Yeah. These people are miserable.
I know. Guaranteed that guy beats his wife.
He goes home to punch.
Yeah, he goes home to punch. He is going home, and then he's like, you know what? I worked 3 days today, so I'm going to go home and watch a little tranny porn.
But can you imagine hanging out with that guy?
No.
Or any guys that just like that? That just, it's icky. It feel like it's slimy on, yeah, my skin.
Yeah, like they're constantly trying to talk down to you and make it seem like you're not worth.
But like indirectly,
yes,
by just talking themselves up so much that you can't even relate.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, I got hobbies. It's like, fuck your hobbies.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
There's only one type of people that I hate worse than this hustle culture entrepreneur.
Who would that be?
Those assholes on that flight list.
Which leads us into something hot in the news right now, Mr. Jeffrey Epstein.
This might be the most inappropriate game show in, yep, the history of game shows.
So recently in the news, they released a list of names of people that are on, that visited Jeffrey.
The flight logs.
The flight logs. So we're going to play...
Vacation or molestation?
Yeah. Do, I'm going to try to do a game show voice. Will our contestants be nominated to be a vacationer, or vacation-ish, or a molest-ish? Fuck it, I can't do it.
Did our contestants go on vacation, or did they go for molestation?
Yeah, you did it. You did it in fucking 2 seconds. See, that's why I can't do intros. All right.
So the rules of this game show are very simple, and you can play along with us wherever you are at, in your car, at home, just sipping your coffee.
It's an awful thing that happened on Pedophile Island.
Steve's going to let us know who was on it, and then we get to decide, did they go on vacation Or were they going for molestation?
Yes. To diddle or not to diddle? That is the question. We'll start off easy because this one's kind of already proven. Prince Andrew.
Okay. So we all know he went to diddle.
Yes. He was diddling. He got pictures taken of him diddling.
He went for the molestation.
Yeah.
Has he been tried by the court or just has he socially just been tried?
So I think.
Because I know he's got some consequences from the royal family.
Yeah, so like they like shoved
him
away.
Like disowned him and
things like that. They'll still back him, but...
Okay, so he hasn't been tried.
Yeah, and, okay. And probably none of these people are going to be tried.
Like officially tried.
Yeah.
Unless some of the people, like the minors, I mean, at this point will probably are all adults. I'd imagine most of them are still alive. Mm-hmm. So I think this hopefully will give them some empowerment to maybe come forward and we can actually see some of these assholes prosecuted.
Yeah. All right. Next up on our list is Bill Clinton.
Now, does it have how many times they flew? Because I know Bill has been like 26 or 27 times.
It says, former President Bill Clinton's name appears 73 times.
Holy shit.
Newly released papers.
Okay. So knowing what we know about Bill Clinton.
Yes, with the dress.
He was going for molestation.
I believe that he went there for the molestation. And Bill doesn't have the best past with...
No,
infidelities. Oh, I don't hear.
Come here, little baby.
Let me see those little titties.
Hold my cigar.
Yeah. So I think we're both in agreement.
Yes, molestation.
Molestation. Donald Trump.
Here's a tough one because Donald has already said that he knew him, right?
Yes, and there's pictures of them together.
Yes, and Donald has already said that he wants that there is a pedophile like undercurrent and he wants to get rid of that. Drain the swamp, I think, was kind of part of his whole thing in the past. And from what I kind of know about Trump, he does like women and he does like attractive women.
Well, let's just say the one woman who is like
the Maxwell,
Bill, spilling all the beans on stuff, like the ones who's saying that
Maxwell.
Not her. It's like one of the girls who were actually on the
island. Oh, okay, right? Okay.
She was coerced to start working for Epstein as a masseuse when she was 17, while she was a spa attendant at Mar-a-Lago. I don't think that has any, like, thing on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's still... Okay, so...
I mean, I'm going to go... The dude doesn't drink, so he's got to have some kind of vice. So I'm going to go with molestation.
Here's my one caveat. Uh-huh. As much dirt as they've been digging on Donald Trump for the last 8 years, I feel like if there was a shred of evidence... It would have been out. Like, they would have used that to bury him long ago. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
Like, they're trying to get him on all these legal aspects, and I feel like if there was a video, and he had videos of everybody, he has pictures of everybody. Like, yeah, that was his thing. Like, black, and I feel like those pictures, somebody has them. They're not gone.
Yeah.
So, if they had that video... of him, it would have been released and Donald would have been buried 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Because, no, I gotcha.
So, like, that's the only thing that leads me to believe.
The lack of evidence is, this whole thing, other than the name on it, I'm just guessing.
And I'm always saying that because, like, I don't know who the next land name, but I'm just saying, they've been trying to bury him and find something for six, 8 years straight, yeah. Like, hardcore. And if you have that evidence on him, You just release it and it buries him forever. Like he's gone out of the picture.
Yeah, and they can't find it. Maybe it's in this thing that hasn't come out yet. But
and if it is, then I'll eat my words. But I'm gonna say vacation.
All right. Alan Dershowitz.
Who is that guy?
He's a lawyer.
Was he Epstein's lawyer?
Diddler. molestation. He took private planes in New York, Mexico, Virgin Islands, all go, and then all went to that island. So I'm saying, to be Epstein's lawyer, like, you gotta know that shit's fucking, you're gonna have to cover some shit up.
Mm. Because as a lawyer, you don't want to see the crime happen, because then that implements you as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, but that's that was Epstein's entire gig, man, to like get you in on his shit, and then it keeps him safe, and then you got more to lose because you are actually somebody,
mm-hmm.
and he just blackmails you, and then that's it. So
yeah.
Molestation.
The next line I was going to read, if you said that, was Epstein alleged force Jane Doe number 3 to have sexual relations with his lawyer, Alan Dershowitz. So I didn't read it before I made my decision. All right. Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking is on that fucking list.
I can't wait to go to the island.
Suck me off.
Come here, little one.
God, this is so inappropriate.
I can't wait to see your vagina.
Why on earth would he be there?
I don't think he can physically. He didn't move, did he?
Yeah, he didn't have any control down there.
He just, like, well,
and does he doesn't function by himself, right?
He all sat slunched in that chair,
and just moved. Like the little hand was moving around.
His little hand moved.
Well,
like in Scary Movie.
But why? Like, you can see politicians and powerful businessmen and all those elites, but who the fuck is Stephen Hawking to be on there? I don't know. Like, what is, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see Epstein and them getting along. Like, that's not the same thing.
They like it's like bros bringing somebody so they can fuck with. Like, they put like a cup on his head and he can't get it off.
God. I'm going vacation.
I'm going vacation too. Now, there was a false story that he participated in an orgy. But I don't know how that
virtually impossible.
But that's how I like is it wrong for him if he went to the island and an orgy broke out with all these young girls and these people, and he just watched? Because like, what are you going to do?
What about if his battery died? And he couldn't leave the room.
He was trying to spin his chair around and face the wall, but he couldn't fucking do it.
He rolled over somebody's foot.
Yeah.
It's got to be vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know any, like.
I think based off of physical capabilities, it's got to be vacation. Yeah. Al Gore. I feel like he's butt boring and he wouldn't be interested in it.
As boring as politicians go, him and Ted Cruz are like just no personality type dudes.
Yes.
Being that like he's a family man. I think he's a family man. He's been married to the same woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think regardless of what I feel about him, his wife, I don't think your wife would put up with that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to go vacation.
Yeah, I'm going vacationer too. Now, the next person, I don't really know. I'm just going to say their name and their job title.
Okay.
And you say, just based off of that information. All right. Jean-Luc Brunel, a French modeling scout.
Molestation.
All right. Michael Jackson. I don't think girls were his thing.
Maybe there's boys on the island.
I've only heard girls, I will say
molestation, but with the asterisk of
he made him wear like a little schoolboy outfit.
Epstein hired him to perform.
Uh-huh. Now that could be the case because it doesn't say how many times he went.
Right. He is an entertainer, and that's the first entertainer that's been on the.
Yeah.
So I think it's possible, and Michael Jackson's fee probably is large, and Epstein would be capable of paying that for a private show. So I'm going to change it. I'm going to say vacation.
Vacation? I'm kind of going to go with the fact that I don't think he liked girls. So I'll go vacation. All right. David Copperfield, the magician.
Molestation. That guy's a creep. I don't know. I I don't like that guy.
I'm going to not give my answer on this one because I read that he went there to perform magic and then kept saying to everyone, man, these girls are really young here, and left.
Sorry, David.
But I would, off the bat, I feel like magicians are creepy. So yeah, I would feel like.
And I don't like his hair.
Yeah, it looks really weird.
It's so, like a, yeah, that's why I thought he was.
Based off of appearances and name, I would have said molestation.
Yeah. Sorry, David. Vacation.
Kevin Spacey.
I mean, molestation.
I think I'm going to have to go with that. Yeah. I feel like probably since he liked young boys, maybe this follows suit with Michael Jackson, that you like young boys so much that the idea, maybe young trumps gender. Maybe.
And there might have been young boys on the island, because remember like the island boys?
Yeah, yeah.
Island boys. There was pictures, and it could have been doctored, but there was pictures of them younger on the island with Epstein. And I have no idea how true or real those pictures are, but they've never disputed those pictures. And I did see each of them tongue kiss. Did you see that video?
Yes.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, and I don't know why it's out there, but they did French kiss, so there's looks like some weird trauma.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're both on molestation for him. George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars.
That would hurt my feeling, and I don't care about Star Wars, but I think George Lucas, his name in the industry, is not like a Harvey Weinstein. You know what I mean? Like he's royalty, like true royalty from the fan aspect, not of like the financial power aspect. But what is he doing there?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's a guy who owns a movie studio. I think we're like, you know, big player in movie business.
And now it's not like George Lucas does porn. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not like he had, but then, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Oh, this is tough,
it's
man.
Such a hard game. This is the toughest game we've ever played.
It is, because
I feel like he's too much of a nerd. Now, like, you got that one friend who's like nerdy, and then you put him in a situation where like girls are flirting with him, like he doesn't know what to do, like he doesn't know how to talk.
He just
to
freezes
him.
Up,
freezes
like,
up. Kind
he does
of thing.
like a Scott Mitchell onto a podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scott.
Tingle feeling. I'm just going vacationer.
Okay. Let's go vacation. I agree with you. I could be persuaded either way, but I'm going to go vacation.
All right. Last one. It actually.
Drum roll.
It's a twofer. I'm going to name two names on this because they're somehow listed together in this. Leonardo DiCaprio and Bruce Willis.
So.
This one hurts.
Right, because Leonardo DiCaprio is arguably the greatest actor of our generation.
And he's a known playboy.
And, like, and the joke is after 25, he gets rid of
Yes. Now, do you think he goes to under 17?
Would I say that would be out of the realm of his capability? Knowing just kind of a snapshot of like what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say guy. I don't know if it's out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
And here's the weird thing is when somebody says pedophile to me, I always default to like prepubescent girls.
Yes.
Like I don't know, 8 to 10, 12.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I think.
But really it falls into the category of
late teens.
Yeah, like it, I mean,
16, 17, 18 is kind of like,
yeah, but the age of consent, as we know, it isn't like 18 everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
In some states it's lower.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Epstein, I don't even know where Epstein Island falls under laws. Like, is it his own fucking thing? Like, I don't even
I'm guessing the Bahamas. This
right.
Is my guess.
So like, I don't even know what law jurisdiction that falls under, but could I think that DiCaprio could go with like a 16? I think it's probably possible.
Yeah, I don't think it's out of the realm.
And especially if you hang out in that group where you and I are just saying, have actual morals, right?
Yeah.
And like, that's disgusting. Like, we have children. Yeah. Like, this is the worst fucking, like, you're ruining people's lives.
Yes.
For your own fucked up pleasure. But if you hang in that circle where it's not frowned upon the way it is frowned upon with normal fucking people.
Yes.
And you are able to bend your morals to go, oh, well, what's the difference really between 18 and 17?
Yeah.
As soon as you cross that threshold, then what's the difference between 17 and 16 or 16 and 15? You know what I mean? Like it's a very slippery slope, and I feel like DiCaprio could possibly fall under there.
Yeah, it pains me to say that I think he would fall under. I think he would fall into the trap.
But Bruce Willis.
Yes.
That one's a little tougher because he's been like the working man's actor.
The blue collar
dude.
When he plays a 30s grungy cop, you're like, yeah, he is.
Right. Like that could be me.
Yeah.
Right. Like blue collar dude. Like I don't think he started acting until like he was older. Like he had a normal fucking job. Like it wasn't, what do you call those? He wasn't like a nepotism kid. He wasn't just fed this shit.
Oh
like,
yeah.
He earned it. He decided that's what he wanted to do. So, man,
I'm feeling like,
so he was married to Demi Moore.
And I'm guessing it's around the same time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't think she'd put up with it.
I don't think they did get a divorce.
That's true.
But they do hang out. Like Ashton Kutcher, when she was married to him, like they all hung out at the house
and
together.
I feel like if you're married to some dude,
and you knew he went to an island and was diddling young girls,
you would get divorced.
Yeah.
But then you would be like, fuck off.
Yes.
Like the kid, you ain't going to hang out with the kids. Yeah. You know, like I'm taking the kids.
Exactly.
You're lucky that you're not in fucking jail. So, but then is she a Hollywood elite that just, that's the way it is. You know, if you want to make it in Hollywood, then you go blow Harvey Weinstein, and then you go to the fucking island. Like, I don't know. Like you think that there's not an underworld. That Hollywood is not that upside down fucking world.
But I mean, with the other dude, the one dude that was like having sex with that one that went to jail forever,
Harvey Weinstein.
You might have just said that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that was the open dirty secret for decades.
Everyone knew what was going on, and they were just letting it happen. So maybe,
I mean, maybe there's just that. It's just that culture, but
like you can get whatever you want
for the sake of my childhood and like. For everything I fucking want to believe, I'm saying he was on vacation, man. I gotta believe it was on vacation.
He saved people from Nakatomi Tower. Vacation. He was trying to do it again. He was trying to save people.
Maybe that's what he was. He was undercover.
We'll just go with that.
What a fucking roller coaster ride, Steve.
And it can only be more good things coming out of this. I mean, awful things in the grand scheme of things, but good podcast
But the fact that that is actually starting to come out, you can feel the tide start to turn.
Yeah.
With this whole underworld of bullshit.
Yep.
Now, how much will be released? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if it came out of any politician or actor, I don't give a shit. Donald Trump, Biden, fucking Nakatomi Tower saver. I don't give a fuck. Eat shit. fucking die. I don't care who you are, if I respected you or if I liked you or if I voted for you or whatever. If you were on that list and it comes out that you did some shit, you're dead to me.
What happens if they were like inappropriate Jim and Steve visited the island?
It's not true. I'd don't be believe like, everything that you read.
I'd be like, holy fuck. It's over.
Yeah, I feel for the people that maybe unknowingly are on those flight logs or were on those flight logs for a different reason. Like
a business. I'm sure there were business meetings.
They truly thought they were going to go. Maybe they thought this guy was maybe slimy, but he was a good businessman. And maybe you had to go through him to get to the next level.
Go meet George Lucas or Michael Jackson.
I feel for those people that are going to have to deal with the backlash of that, because socially you are going to always have that question mark on your head.
Yep. An island's named Pedophile Island, probably not a good choice to go there, regardless of the facts.
Yeah. Here's a pro tip. If someone invites you to Lolita Island, say you're busy that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't go.
Don't go. All right. That's going to do it this week for us.
God, I'm spent, Steve.
I know. Some of them hurt my heart.
They do.
Yeah.
This is I got to think about this even after the show. Intern, can we get some like light and fluffy music to like bring the crowd up on our outro? All right, guys. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And we will see you next week.
See you.